You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. The Shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really. What's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your Shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to Oh, Behave on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Thanks again for tuning in. Hey, it's time to fess up. It's time to declare who your real sweetheart is for this Valentine's Day. Now, it's okay if your sweetheart is a sloppy kisser or just seems to have a fetish for cackling at birds. You know what? You're not alone. In fact, more and more people are coming out of the closet. The pet closet, that is. I mean, come on, what were you thinking about? Not that there's anything wrong with that. And proudly declaring their love and affection for their dogs and cats. So, to me, it's of little surprise that dogs and cats and other pets are now part of this whole Valentine's Day celebration. In reality, though, some dogs and cats don't have any two-leggers to shower them with gifts and hugs and meaty treats yet. So, in this very special episode of Oh Behave, I'm going to highlight some very special Valentine's Day celebrations that cater to tail waggers and purr machines. So grab a pen and paper. You'll want to write down some key websites and locations in your area. And if you're driving, keep your hands on the wheel, relax, go to the website, PetLifeRadio.com, and we'll have the transcript of this broadcast there too. So to kick off this show today, we are speaking with Kathy Santo. She's a very talented dog author and trainer. She's going to join us for the first half of the show to talk about taking a furry twist to this special holiday. And all it takes is a few clicks of your mouse. Your computer mouse, that is. Hey, Kathy, welcome to Oh Behave.
Hey, thank you.
So do you have a couple of Valentine's Day sweeties at your place with four legs?
I sure do. I have four legs, two legs. Three birds, three dogs, and a guinea pig. So I have a full house here.
Oh my gosh. Well, we're going to be talking to Kathy about something about doggy and kitty emails and ways that you can help the homeless pets in your area right after this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy Shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
School's in session on Pet Life Radio with Teacher's Pet. Learn how to communicate with your pet, train your pet, and see the world from your pet's point of view. You may even learn a few tricks yourself. Teacher's Pet with pet expert and author Sarah Wilson. Only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.fidofriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
It's time to start scratching for donations for the Humane Society of Broward County's Walk for the Animals, presented by VCA Animal Hospitals. The walk is Saturday, March 1st at Esplanade Park in downtown Fort Lauderdale. You'll need a registration form, so stop by any VCA Animal Hospital IHOP, the Museum of Discovery and Science, or the Humane Society. This event is also brought to you by Big 105.9, Comcast, Purina One,
PetLifeRadio.com,
Tidy Cats, and the Herald. Call 954-266-6817 or log on to walk4theanimals.com for more details. See you there.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. As mentioned, we have a very special guest. She is Kathy Santos. She is a dog trainer and author, and she has a very cool website, KathySanto.com. And Kathy is with a K and a Y, KathySanto.com. She knows a lot about training dogs in a positive manner, and she's actually helping out some little-known company called Purina get the word out about some kind of a program for doggy kitty emails and even some saving coupons. So, Kathy, can you explain a little bit about what's going on?
Absolutely. Well, Purina did a survey, and what they found was what you and I probably already knew, but more than 60% of the pet owners plan to include their pet on Valentine's Day. So they thought, well, if they're going to do that, why don't they help you celebrate? So the first thing they're going to do is give coupons in local newspapers on February 10th, and you can save up to $12 on dog and cat food and treats for your pets to help them celebrate Valentine's Day with you.
That's a lot of kibble.
It's a lot of kibble. And my personal favorite that my dogs love are the Busy Bones. So I'll be stocking up on those.
I like the Busy Bones. My two dogs do too. They're sort of, you know, they're not too hard and they're not too soft. It's sort of like just right.
Yeah, and they even make the ultimate Busy Bone now, which is great because one of my border collies is a really tough chewer. And that actually keeps them busy for about an hour, which makes me happy when I'm answering email.
Wow, that's awesome. I like that one. So, all right, so on February 10th, we scurry through our newspapers, and we're going to clip out some coupons. And how long can they last? Is it just for that day or during the month of February? Do you know exactly?
It's probably during the month of February. Every coupon, check the little thing in the left-hand corner. It tells you when they expire, but...
Okay, and by doing this, you can save money yourself for your own pet household, but what else is Purina doing that might help some pets that do need homes?
Well, they're doing two things. The first, the big thing, is they are doing this unique e-car technology, and they're doing something called Doggy Mail and Kitty Mail. You can go to petcentric.com, and
so
you
that's
click on...
Let's make sure we get everybody. It's P-E-T-C-E-N-T-R-I-C.com, correct?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And you will see you can send a doggy mail or a kitty mail. And when you click onto this, and if you have children, I warn you, they will do this nonstop as my kids were doing. You choose which kitty or which doggy that you like. And then you put it in different backgrounds and different frames with different accessories. And then you can add voice to it, your own, or text to voice, where you can type in a message and you can choose the voice that comes out of the dog or cat's mouth, or just a predetermined message that they already have in there. And for every one of these emails, doggy mail or kitty mail, that you're sent, Purina will donate 50 cents to help homeless dogs and cats across the country.
And how long will they be doing this? I understand it's not just on Valentine's Day, right?
No, the promotion is from February 1st to the 14th.
Okay, so we go dash over to petcentric.com. We can click on the doggy mail and the kitty mail links, right, and create our own kind of a tail wagger e-card. I mean, I don't know about you. Growing up, we always liked to make our own Valentine's card with, you know, paste and glue. God, I might sound old. And you cut out the little heart and you colored it and, you know, you gave it to your mom or your dad or your sweetheart that used to punch in the arm in third grade, you know, things like that. But I'm telling you, we've come a long way with this technology, and it sounds like this doggy and kitty email are probably the best kind of emails to land in your inbox.
It's so cool. Now, one of the best parts of it is that you can actually upload a picture of your own pet
No
and
way.
You can, yeah, exactly. You can send your own dog, and I did this with my dog. I sent a picture of him. I used my voice. It was crazy. And I made him say what I wanted him to say, which I won't share with everybody. But and you just,
well, you know, the cat or the dog is out of the bag now. So we're going to go to KathySanto.com and find out what the heck did you do and which dog and what's your doggy's name. The poor dog. Let the dog have 5 seconds of fame here. What's your doggy's name?
My dog's name is Quick.
Quick.
And if you ever, he's a border collie. Yeah, I had a name of Quick.
Yeah, well, he's like an Einstein, right, with fur. Well, Einstein
he
had
is.
Fur, too, but yeah,
he's so smart. He almost did his own dog email, but I don't let him use the computer because, you know, you want to be safe with your dogs and cats.
yeah, you probably have a doggy guard on your keyboard or something, right, for Quick.
I know where he's gone.
You actually did something. Now, who are you sending this Valentine's to?
Well, I'm sending one to all of my students and my family, the ones that are technologically savvy.
Okay.
And what I'm hoping to do is I'm going to send each of my students one, and then they're going to send it to a bunch of people on their end. And so we're just going to get this chain going, and, you know, we're going to get 50 cents for every single one. Now, I have a few students who have computers, but not dogs. So what I'm directing them to, and I'm making the little dog say this, is I'm sending them to PurinaPetLover.com. Because what Purina has done, they have a goal of getting homes for 100,000 deserving pets in the month of February. So they
That's
set
great.
Up this little site, PurinaPetLover.com. If you go to that site, you put in your zip code and the state that you live in, and it will direct you to a local shelter or rescue in your area.
Wow. You know what? Mm-hmm. The computer, I'm hugging it. It's really a great idea. I mean, you know, there's a lot of things that we get annoyed by our inbox and the emails and all, but here's a chance, folks, to really help dogs and cats and other critters that need homes. And I don't know about you, Kathy, but all four of my, I call them my furry fab four, and all of them came from the streets and shelters, and I have two cats and two dogs. And I think Chipper, Kelly, Cleo, and Murphy are going to be sending out kitty and doggy mail this Valentine's Day. Sure beats going to the store and buying the Hallmark variety. Nothing against Hallmark, but this is such more creative, and it has an opportunity to help, you know. So it's kind of a gift that keeps giving.
It's a give back. And I was saying to my students today, Purina's doing everything for you but training your dog. They're letting you send a cool card, and they're giving money. They're giving you a website if you don't have a dog. Then they're giving you savings on product and food and treats. You know, all you have to do is train the dog or even the kitty, because this goes for kitties too. And you're done.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's a great deal.
Now, when you're not zipping off Dougie and Kitty emails to people, Kathy, can you share with our listeners a little bit about what you do when it comes to helping out pets? Because I know you do more than just training, and you have a new book out, the Kathy Santo's Dog Sense. Is that right? Is that your first book?
Kathy Santo's Dog. That was my first book, Kathy Santo's
Woo-hoo!
Dog Sense.
Pause up!
Yay!
Pause up!
I also write a column for House Beautiful magazine called Ask the Dog Shrink.
Okay.
I also write for the American Kennel Club, their training behavior column.
And that's not a bad book to write for.
I love it because that's their family dog magazine is their, you know, home pet owners, you know, so it's really helping people. It's not so much about the competition stuff, which I do too,
right.
The obedience, the agility, but this is helping people, you know, the basics. Let's find a way to keep you and your dog happy so your dog doesn't wind up in a shelter, which is
now,
a big goal of mine.
I know you've had this love with fur, and I'm talking about dogs and cats since you were a little one, in diapers almost, right? So I'm looking at your website, and I'm spying that there was a golden retriever in your life named Opal that really rocked you to stardom in the world of obedience trials. And, you know, goldens are very obedient and all, but tell me a little bit about how you got on this path.
I had rescued a Doberman, and I would take him to training classes, and I saw, you know, other people with different competitive type breeds, and I fell in love with the golden retriever breed. Not that I didn't love my Doberman, but I liked the look and maybe more of the willingness of the golden, but I found a breeder, and this amazing dog just showed up in my life. And aside from winning the tournaments and all that she did, which was kind of unusual for a novice person to have that kind of success with their first dog, she was the greatest teacher ever because, you know, you would do things, you'd make mistakes, and she was very forgiving. She was very generous. She goes, you know what? we're on the wrong path here. You got to change course. And fortunately, I listened to her, and she really laid the foundation for, you know, going forward with this and making this something that I've done since I was very, very young.
Wow, that is great. And I know, I'm sure Opal was great with using your vacuum cleaner too, because I have a golden husky mix, and I don't know why, but I guess I just wanted the two breeds in life that give my vacuum cleaner the biggest workout. But you're right, they've got that grin, that golden grin that you just, you know, you just melt, even when they've done something that isn't what you want them to do, but they're like, come on, look at me, I'm a golden.
You know what? And this dog had my heart so deeply that when she passed on, I haven't been able to get another one. I actually switched breeds because I knew it would be unfair to compare the next golden to her. I mean, that's how special she was. So in the future, I'm sure there'll be a rescue golden in my future, but not quite yet.
We are speaking with Kathy Santo. She is a dog trainer and author of Kathy Santo's Dog Sense, her first book. Go out and buy it. It's worth it. And she's also helping Purina talk to all of us about our favorite Valentine's Day sweetheart, which is our dog and our cat. And what you can do, folks, is go to petcentric.com and click on the doggy mail and kitty mail links. And you can create a very cool customized e-card filled with lots of love, puppy and kitty love, to send to someone special. And 50 cents of each of these emails are going to benefit homeless dogs and cats. In addition, there is also a site, write this down, PurinaPetLover.com, and you can actually be able to explain again the PurinaPetLover.com one. Is that the one? Kathy, help me out on this one.
Oh, if you don't have a pet but you want one.
Okay.
You can find your absolute perfect match at the local shelter or even rescue organizations. So when you go to that site, you just put in the state that you live in and click it, and it'll bring up shelters in your area. So we've got to meet that goal.
That's right. 100,000 dogs and cats or pets that you're trying to find homes for in the month of February.
A lot of great ones out there. You know it. I know it. Mm-hmm. And Purina's helping you find them, so it couldn't be any easier.
And they also want to put a little more ka-ching in your wallet, I guess, too, with this. You can get some kibble savings and dog and cat food and treats, right?
Dog food, cat food, yep, for the Valentine's Day holiday. Because, you know, 60% of us are going to include them on the celebration. Mm-hmm. Nice of them to give us savings. We can do
that. Well, Kathy, before we say adieu to you, we also want our listeners to know if they go to the KathySanto.com website, they're going to also find out that she's a kind of a rising entrepreneur. She has created a whole line of products called Kathy Santo's Hip Pet Organics. And I applaud, give you a big paws up to anybody that likes what they do for a living, is passionate about it, and tries to share that by bringing out quality products. So is there a couple of products you can shamelessly promote before we send you off?
Well, you know, there's a bunch of them, but I will quickly do one of my favorites, which is called Don't You Dare, which is a spray that first repels the dog with a scent that he won't like, but we like. And then if he tries to move forward and do some chewing, it's a definite taste that he won't like. The best part of it is it's organic, it's eco-friendly, and it's not going to ever, if you get on your hands or your face, you know, hurt you. And I believe in that. I believe in organics. I believe in made in the USA, and I believe in eco-friendly. So I've managed to combine that. I have a car sickness remedy. I have, you name it, we have it, and we're developing it.
All right. Well, you know, Kathy, I hope to meet you in person someday. I promise not to give you a big old slappy kiss or, you know, shed on your black pantsuit with my hair or anything like that. But I do applaud what you're doing for dogs and cats and people everywhere. And I just appreciate you being on the show. So have a great Valentine's Day with Quick and all the other critters and people in your life.
I will, and you do the same. Thank you for having me.
You're listening to Obehave on Pet Life Radio. We're going to be back right after these messages, so hang on. We got some more special Valentine's Day ideas to share with you.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Obehave will be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages.
Oh, yeah.
From Paris, New York, and around the globe, get ready for the hip, the trendy, the uber cool, where pets rule. If you've got a passion for pet fashion and a flair for animal wear, this is the ultimate place to take a peek at what's chic in the world of designer pet fashion and cool new pet products. On the Pet Set, our fashion diva, Queen Dog Lady. The Pet Set, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet Magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent!
Pet Planet Magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Oh Behave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Once again, we are very thankful that Kathy Santo stopped by. She's a dog trainer and author, and she helped share with us some cool ways to send doggy emails and kitty emails during the Valentine's Day holiday that will benefit actually homeless dogs and cats. And this is being done by Purina. You can just go to petcentric.com and click on the doggy mail and kitty mail links. So that's one option that you have for your little furry sweetheart this year. I'm going to share in the second half of this show some other ways. There is a company called Muttropolis. I love this name. And what they're doing during the Valentine's Day holiday, they are inviting you to smooch a pooch for a cause that celebrates your relationship with your furry Valentine. They're being held at different locales. So when you go onto the site after this broadcast, we're going to share with you where and when. But just to run down a few things of what's happening here, let me share with you. If you happen to live in either the Solano Beach, California area or Boulder, Colorado, you should dash to your local Muttropolis on February 2nd, because what is happening there, they're going to be having, for $10, you can get a portrait of you and your pet in a kissing booth. That's right, a kissing booth. Sure beats being in a water booth, you know, with the balloons. And at the one in Solano Beach, California, they're going to have all these portraits go to benefit a very, very worthy group called SNAP. Now, they're not a bunch of professional finger snappers. What SNAP stands for is Spay, Neuter, Action, Project. Now, also on February 2nd, if you happen to live in Boulder, Colorado, and you get tired of just skiing the big white powder on the mountains, why don't you swing over to the Muttropolis there, February 9th, and you can do a smooch-a-pooch for a cause there. What they're doing is they're having pet portraits, and they're going to benefit local animal welfare organizations in their area. They're also going to shower you with some goodies, food and drink for both you and your pooch, so stop by there. In Newport Beach, for all you who live in Newport Beach, California, or in that area of Orange County, on February 9th, they're going to have a Muttropolis Smooch-a-Pooch photo event. And what you can do there is you make a $5 donation to the Irvine Animal Care Center, and you get some pretty funny kissing booth photos. So it's a good cause. On February 13th, in the Muttropolis in the La Jolla area, which is in the San Diego County area, you can, for $10, get a portrait and benefit the SNAP Group Spay, Neuter, Action Project. on February 15th, even though it's the day after Valentine's Day, the celebration continues. You can go to the Metropolis in Tucson, Arizona, and they're going to have a fun yappy hour, and they're going to benefit a group called PACC, which stands for Pima Animal Care Center. Now you're like, okay, how do I find out all about this? Just simply go to the overall website of Metropolis.com, and you can get some of the details about some of the fun events during this Valentine's Day holiday that will benefit dogs and cats in need at the Metropolis. I wanted to also share with you that the Metropolis is going to have a very special event in Boulder, Colorado on February 9th. Part of the money is going, the Smoochapooch is going to benefit one of my favorite groups, the Morris Animal Foundation. They have a canine cancer research fund. They're trying to raise money for that. You don't have to own a dog to go to any of these Smoochapooch events. Just go and pucker up, and who knows, you might get sloppy kissed by a golden retriever or a bulldog. You know, you never know. So here's your chance to get kissed on Valentine's Day. That's one event, and that's being held by the Metropolis folks. In addition, there's a group that is trying to help poor dogs, and they are called, it's called Have a Heart Campaign. It is being organized by a group called Dogs Deserve Better. The founder is a woman by the name of Tammy Grimes, and she says what she wants to do is, this is the fifth annual event, her goal is to have people send out 8,000 Valentines to chained or penned in dogs. As she states, our target is within reach, and we have been taking straggler addresses all this time, but if you want to learn more, send an email to her at info@dogsdeservebetter.org. Now, last year, 118 people contributed to this, and what they're trying to do is to promote that dogs shouldn't be chained in the backyard, they shouldn't be pinned in, they need to be loved and exercised. She has a website, dogsdeservebetter.com, and what they're trying to do is reach out to dogs, thousands all over the country. The sponsor is the Best Friends Animal Society, and they just want to bring awareness and build relationships on behalf of dogs who've been chained everywhere. And I also urge you to, again, go to that website. It's dogsdeservebetter.com. A third thing that's up on the list, you know, Spay Day USA and Valentine's Day are both in the month of February. I'm talking about not you getting spayed or neutered, but your dog or your cat. During February 12th, to 14th, there's going to be a special dog adoption drive that's being spearheaded by Pedigree, the dog food company. It's called the Pedigree Dogs Rule Adoption Drive, and here's how it works. During those dates between February 12th and 14th, the first 1,000 people in the United States who submit proof of adopting a worthy dog between those three dates, February 12th to 14th, are going to receive a year's worth of free Pedigree dog food to help their new adoptee. And in addition, Pedigree is going to donate a matching year's supply of food for a canine at organizations where the winning adoptions take place. You know what? This is just such a great opportunity to help others and keep your dog's kibble bowl filled. So I hope you take advantage of that. And this is going to, again, be with the Pedigree. It's called the Pedigree Dogs Adoption Drive. To learn more about that, please go to a website called arkanimals.com. That's arkanimals.com. This is the group that's letting others know about this special Valentine's Day celebration. You know, we have a lot of fun on this radio show, Oh Behave, talking about cool ways to enjoy our dogs and cats and other critters. But with Valentine's Day right around the corner, I am very glad that we had our special guest, Kathy Santo, on to talk a little bit about fun ways to promote that bond between our dogs and cats and also help other pets that need homes, that are homeless, or have had some bad problems. So equally important to all these events, the Smoochapooch, the doggy email with Purina, and all these other things, is to pay a little attention this holiday season so that your dog or your cat does have a safe Valentine's Day. You know what? We know it's a no-brainer. Chocolate and dogs and cats just don't mix. There's actually an ingredient in chocolate that could cause some really nasty symptoms in your dog or your cat. They could, you know, we're not going to get graphic here. And, you know, just 2 ounces of baking chocolate could actually kill some dogs or cats. So when your two-legged sweetie gives you a box of chocolates, do me a favor. Make sure that they're well out of paw's reach. The other thing, you know, don't be leaving any drinks of alcohol lying around within easy reach of your dog or your cat because having a bulldog drink a little bit of beer or some other things can cause a whale of problems. So be very careful about that. There is also, this is kind of surprising, but some of the candy has a sugar substitute because everybody wants to remain lean and healthy even during holidays like Valentine's. So sometimes people get these sugar-free candies. There's actually a substance there. It's XYLITOL, and it can cause a sudden drop in blood pressure. Now, if you're a doctor, you know the term is called hypoglycemia, and it can cause seizure in dogs and cats. So again, if you're having sugar-free candy lying around and it has that sugar substitute, please make sure that it's kept out of paw's reach. You know, it's not just candy, it's not just the beverages that you need to be concerned about. You also need to be worried about some of the flowers and plants that you might receive as a gift from your Valentine's sweetie. Some poisonous flowers include tulips, daisies, chrysanthemums, and even baby's breath. So if you want to give someone in your life a nice Valentine's Day flower or plant and they have dogs or cats in their home, here's some safer alternatives. Send them African violets or jasmine or even orchids. If you're not sure which one is a good or bad plant for dogs or cats, you can go to the ASPCA Animal Poison Control Center, and that website will list all the good and bad plants for people that have dogs and cats. You know, if you get roses, they smell great, they look great, but remember, they have thorns, and they can be potentially harmful to dogs or cats. If they play with those roses, or if they accidentally bite them, or they step on them, or even worse, swallow the thorns. You know, some dogs will eat anything. So just be careful to keep these roses in a vase well out of your dog or cat's reach so that you can enjoy the flowers in a safe manner. A couple other things, please remember, if you're having that romantic evening and you're burning candles, don't leave the room while the flames are still burning. It just takes a second for a curious paw to find the candle, and you could start a fire or burn a paw, so be careful with that. And finally, after you open up your own presents, make sure that you discard all the cellophane, the ribbons, the bows, anything that your dog or cat could be at risk for choking on or accidentally swallowing. The last thing is, we don't want to spend our Valentine's Day at a pet emergency facility. This has been a very special show, Obehave, today. I was very happy that we had Kathy Santos on. I can't wait to click on the PetCentric.com site and start creating some dog emails and cat emails that I can send to all my Valentine's Day sweeties. And I hope you do the same, because for each email that we do send, we're going to benefit a homeless dog or cat. It's 50 cents for every email, so please, please do that. And I do appreciate everything that you're doing. I can't wait for this Valentine's Day, because now we have more things to do. I think I'm going to go to a smooch-a-pooch at the Metropolis and get sloppy kissed. Why not? And there's other things. So this is your host, Arden Moore, for Obehave and Pet Life Radio. I want to thank you again for tuning in. And I also want to thank my cool producer for making this show possible. If you'd like to learn a little bit more about today's show, and you should, because we're going to be putting down all these key websites that I've asked you to pay heed to, or you want to get a transcript of this show, please just go to PetLifeRadio.com and click on the Obehave show. If you have any questions or comments or ideas for a show, please email me at Arden@PetLifeRadio.com. So, until next time, this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you two, three, and four-leggers out there. Obehave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave. With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.